The General Conference. I have been shown that no man's judgment should be surrendered to the judgment of any one man. But when the judgment of the General Conference, which is the highest authority that God has upon the earth, is exercised, private independence and private judgment must not be maintained, but be surrendered.
Testimonies, Volume 3, p. 492.
First published in 1875. I had not one ray of light that He, the Lord, would have me come to this country, Australia. I came in submission to the voice of the General Conference, which I have ever maintained to be authority. Letter 124, 1896. Written August 9, 1896. Never should the mind of one man or the minds of a few men be regarded as sufficient in wisdom and power to control the work and to say what plan shall be followed. But when, in a general conference, the judgment of the brethren assembled from all parts of the field is exercised, private independence and private judgment must not be stubbornly maintained, but surrendered. Never should a laborer regard as a virtue the persistent maintenance of his position of independence, contrary to the decision of the general body. At times, when a small group of men entrusted with the general management of the work have, in the name of the General Conference, sought to carry out unwise plans and to restrict God's work, I have said that I could no longer regard the voice of the General Conference, represented by these few men, as the voice of God. But this is not saying that the decisions of a General Conference composed of an assembly of duly appointed, representative men from all parts of the field should not be respected. God has ordained that the representatives of His Church from all parts of the earth, when assembled in a general conference, shall have authority. The error that some are in danger of committing is in giving to the mind and judgment of one man, or of a small group of men, the full measure of authority and influence that God has vested in His Church in the judgment and voice of the general conference assembled to plan for the prosperity and advancement of His work. When this power, which God has placed in the Church, is accredited wholly to one man, and he is invested with the authority to be judgment for other minds, then the true Bible order is changed. Satan's efforts upon such a man's mind would be most subtle and sometimes well nigh overpowering, for the enemy would hope that through his mind he could affect many others. Let us give to the highest organized authority in the Church that which we are prone to give to one man or to a small group of men. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 260, 261. First published in 1909. No new organization. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. Every truth that He has given for these last days is to be proclaimed to the world. Every pillar that He has established is to be strengthened. We cannot now step off the foundation that God has established. We cannot now enter into any new organization, for this would mean apostasy from the truth. Notebook Leaflets, The Church, No. 1. Written December 24, 1905. God is at the helm. There is no need to doubt, to be fearful that the work will not succeed. God is at the head of the work, and He will set everything in order. If matters need adjusting at the head of the work, God will attend to that, and work to right every wrong. Let us have faith that God is going to carry the noble ship which bears the people of God safely into port. Review and Herald, September 20, 1892.